plagued a potential nugget.
Hello and welcome to the 14th conversation at the Play to Potential podcast series. I'm Deepak Jayaraman, the creator and curator of this series of conversations. I'm an executive coach and do work in the space of leadership development, but with a focus on leadership transitions, both in the context of companies and careers. My objective from this podcast is to have learning conversations with a range of leaders and share those curated insights with you. And the topics in the podcast range across leadership, transitions, and careers. This time I'm excited to be talking to Dr. Pramath Sinha. Pramath has a BTech from IIT Kanpur and a PhD from UPenn. He subsequently joined McKinsey and was with them for about 13 years. He was the founding dean at the Indian School of Business, ISB, in Hyderabad, where he's now a board member. He's subsequently been instrumental in setting up Ashoka University, a liberal arts university that aims to be at par with the best in the world, and Vedika Scholars Program for Women, a unique alternative to MBA to prepare women leaders for the future. Today, his portfolio of work includes helping people set up institutions of excellence, includes consulting work with the Albright Stonebridge Group, and some board positions. In our conversation, we spoke about a range of topics, including his thoughts on a career in consulting, transitioning out of consulting and the pitfalls there, entrepreneurship, how he thinks about leadership of the future and the link with education, and much, much more. Without further ado, over to the conversation. Pramath, thank you for your time. Excited to be talking to you at this wonderful ISB Mohali campus. Thanks for hosting us at the McKinsey offsite.
Not at all. Glad you guys are having fun.
Yeah. It sort of sets a nice setting for a hopefully reflective conversation. So look forward to this.
Sure.
Maybe a good place to start, Pramath, might be to really say you wear multiple hats. If you had to sort of talk about the pie chart of the different things you do, give us an insight into what that looks like.
So at this point in my life, I think there are three kind of legs to what I do. Mm-hmm. One is that I'm an entrepreneur and I started something called 9.9 Media a few years ago. And that takes up some of my time, and we continue to operate in the specialist media space where we have some very prominent brands like Digit, mm-hmm. CIO and Leader, IT Next, CFO India. I think our business is really focused around those four brands. And so I continue to do that. My second leg is some interesting consulting work that I continue to do, which a lot of people here don't know about because my clients are generally multinationals. Uh-huh. But I work with Madeleine Albright, former U.S. Secretary of State, on a firm that she started called the Albright Stonebridge Group, which advises multinationals on challenges that they face in international markets. And in our case, I lead their team in India.
Very interesting. Okay.
On the face of it, it is consulting, but it's very different from the typical McKinsey consulting, where it's really at the intersection of politics, business, policy, and the social sector. Hmm. And so the problems kind of are very multidimensional, and the solutions are not obvious. Right. And it requires multiple stakeholder management and a fairly holistic approach. And there we don't only advise, but we actually execute potential way forward. So that's something that takes up some chunk of my time. And then the final thing is the obvious higher education space where I spend time. There it's really between two sort of sets of things. One is a philanthropic, more volunteer set of things, which includes ISB, the two campuses, Ashoka, and something I started a couple of years ago called the Vedika Scholars Program. But in addition to that, I am now starting to do stuff which is more in helping other people improve or build new institutions. Mm-hmm. And that again is more project management mode of literally going and doing a BOT or becoming a BOT partner for people who already own institutions or want to build institutions, to say, given my experience, let me do something for you which is really high quality, either to improve what you have or to build something new.
Very interesting. And one thing I'm always curious about is, in your case, you have a portfolio of different things, high impact things you do. How do you think about impact and success? Is there some sort of a yardstick you set for yourself in the context of what you're doing?
Yes, I do. I mean, I think these things are also different, that it's hard to say that there's any one yardstick. But I think if I reflect on it, there's always an internal metric and an external metric. I think one thing, and there is a very personal metric, which I'll come to. Mm-hmm. So I think on the external metric, my yardstick is really, and a lot of this came out of the McKinsey experience, that are the clients, are the people I'm working with, are the customers or people I'm catering to, mm-hmm. High quality people with the right values and right intents, that I enjoy working with them, and we have a set of a mutual respect for each other. Mm-hmm. I think it's, in all cases, there has to be high aspirations. So mm-hmm. I'm not getting into those kind of metrics. So you have to be world class, or you have to do something that impacts a lot of people. Sure. I think those can vary, and everybody would talk about this. But for me, the relationship and the quality of people, in McKinsey, we used to say quality of client and quality of impact that you're having,
right,
have to go together. So I think that is a one big metric that I try to use. Sometimes impact may be small, but they're good people and you want to help them out. Mm-hmm. So I think that's very much something that guides me as I look at what I do externally or who I engage with. The second is that I also want to do things where I'm able to attract good people. I think in my kind of model, where I'm doing multiple things, it's very dependent on having a high quality set of people. Otherwise, you possibly can't do so many things.
Right.
And so then to be able to say that, listen, am I doing things in a way, or am I working on things and I'm doing it in a way that attracts high quality people to me, who on one hand I can depend on and I can leverage, and on the other hand I can be a mentor to and help them be successful in what they want to do. That, I think, together with the quality of people you're working with on the outside, gives me the measure for what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And then finally, it all really comes down, I think, as you grow older in life, to, you know, what is the sense of satisfaction and sense of purpose that you draw from these things you do. And on one hand, it may seem that I do a bunch of unrelated things which have a myriad of very different outcomes, problems, contexts. But underlying all of this is that, you know, for me, Pramath, and not for you or other people, mm-hmm. What seems fulfilling, satisfying, purposeful, taking into account some of the practical realities of life, that I have to earn some money or, sure, you know, take care of my future.
Right.
That's really what then determines success or what you want to do.
Got it. Completely with you about the fact that it's so individual specific often,
yeah,
and context specific.
The key takeaway for me here was the way Pramath articulated his yardstick, both from an external and an internal lens. I find that often in India, especially when you come out of the Indian competitive system, if I reflect back on my peers from IIT Madras and IMA, you're often driven by external metrics, salary, title, career progression, and so on. And suddenly you hit mid-30s and beyond, and I find several people not being able to articulate what their inner yardstick is. Having the clarity around what you're solving for, what gives you energy, and what good looks like for you, and only you, can be immensely clarifying as one navigates options, especially when you hit the mid-30s and beyond. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.